Well, we need to know that the name of the Lord is upon us, the presence of the Lord is upon us, and our sowing and our giving are under the name of the Lord, or in the name of the Lord. Now you say, well, what about that scripture where the righteous run into the name of the Lord, and it's like a strong tower, and they are saved? Well, I believe that could apply here to our finances. Now, in this message, I'm going to be talking to you about 30-fold in 30 days. And the Lord has been sharing with us lately. He's been saying, Darren, I've got a great revelation for you, and I want you to teach the people. So we've handed out in our seminars a copy of a 30-day calendar. And we said to the people, now, let's take this, and let's confess, and let's place, because we're under the name of the Lord now, we're under the favor of the Lord, let's decide that we're going to put a spirit of favor in every day for the next 30 days. Or we're going to put a spirit of protection or a spirit of prosperity. Or some of you quote Deuteronomy 8:18 frequently, and it says, you shall remember the Lord thy God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, or to get wealth, depending on the translation, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it remains this day. Well, we could sit here and we could say, all right, I want to put the power to make wealth on every day for my prosperity, because that's given to me by the Lord God, and I'm under the name of the Lord, and his presence is with me because the name of the Lord is with me. See, why was Moses so concerned? He said, Lord God, we've got to have your blessing. We've got to have your favor. And God says, okay, I'll do what you ask here. I'll go ahead of you. I will speak the name of the Lord. I will be gracious to you. I'll give you favor. All right? And God is saying, I'll be gracious to whom I choose to be gracious. Well, you know, when we go after his graciousness or his favor, we need to really go after that with great expectation and great faith. We need to say, God, I need more of your favor, more of your grace, more of your mercy on my life. And sometimes we say, well, God, you know, if you want to do it, help yourself. If you don't want to do it, that's okay. And you know, no. We need to be aggressive there. We need to say, Lord, by faith, I'm asking you to increase your favor on my life, increase your graciousness on my life, because that favor is what brings a great blessing to me from other people. And then as I give, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Men shall pour into your lap. It's going to be overflowing. Well, that comes by the favor of the Lord. And you know, if you watch somebody that really has God's favor on their life, they get the breaks. I mean, they can be a group of a large group of people, and they're the ones that get the break. They're the ones that get the promotion. They're the ones that are asked to work overtime when there's overtime income needed or presented or available. We need those breaks. We need to have God's favor on our lives. And we get that by aggressively going after that. We need to ask him, Lord, I want your favor. Well, the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me and teaching me. He said, Darren, I want you to teach your people how to put favor. For example, let's say I put favor in my life. And let's say that it's Monday, and I want favor to be especially on my life next Friday because I'm going in for a job interview. So Monday, I put favor in Friday. So when I walk into Friday, the favor is already there waiting for me. And the Holy Spirit said, Darren, it's a lot like decorating a house. And what you're really trying to do, get people to understand, is they can have interior decorating going on inside of their lives. But he said, you know, you've arranged your house the way you want it. You have your chair, and you have Barbara's chair, and you have a couch across the end of the room, and you have the television over there in the corner, and you have the back door that leads out to the patio, and you know, all this kind of stuff. And you have the lamps that you want to put the light where you want it to be. There's a lamp over Barbara's chair, one over your chair, one on the chair across the room. You hear what I'm saying? So we decorate by what we want. And then Barbara loves the wallpaper, so we have wallpaper all over the family room. And, I mean, she does an expert job with this wallpaper. And so we have the wallpaper there, and we have some hanging plants because that's the way she likes to decorate the inside of our home. So we have interior decoration. Now, by the way, the carpet needs to be replaced in our family room. So she's bugging me, oh, well, Darren, look at this carpet. It's just terrible. You know, I just can't get it clean. Well, guess what? and soon we're going to have new carpet in that family room. And actually, it's a real need. It's not just a want. It's a real need. So we're going to replace the carpet in there. And we'll go to a carpet store, and the two of us will pick out a carpet that we both like or that we can both agree on, and that's quite a process in itself. But we're decorating that room the way we want it to be. But God's been saying to me, Darren, you can decorate every day. You can arrange. You can sculpture. You can choose what you want. But Darren, I'm going to take you up to another level. I want you to think now in the spirit, not just how you arrange your house or not the things that you want on your automobile. You know, do you want power steering? Do you want power windows? You know, all those kind of things. What kind of tires do you want? And, you know, what kind of radio do you want? What kind of speakers do you want? And we all really get into that. And, of course, you know, with all the ads that are on television, you know, even before you go to the dealership, you probably have a pretty good idea what you want. Well, he's saying, I want you to teach people how to decorate their lives in days coming. So when, excuse me, when they get to a certain day, they will know that they have put things there that they want. They've arranged their lives in a way that they want them to be arranged. So we've been talking about putting favor out on every day for example, the next 30 days. Also, we drive a lot in city traffic. You know that if you've been listening to us. We drive every day in Denver traffic, every day on Interstate 25. The traffic is fast. Not everybody is courteous. Not everybody's awake. Not everybody's sober. Some of them are on drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things. And we know that. And we're out there among those type of drivers. And we're saying, Lord, we confess safety. We put safety in every day here for the next 30 days. We expect to have your divine protection. And guess what? We do have. And we say, we don't have accidents. Say, oh, Darren, well, what if you had an accident? No, no, not what if. We don't have those. So we put God's divine protection in every one of those days because that's what we choose. That's what we want. That's what we got to have to stay alive. Now, his favor. Say, Lord, you've given me favor. Now, I confess your favor is on Monday, today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so on. See, I put that favor out there because I want his favor every day. But if I were going into a job interview next Friday, I would say, Lord, I bless Friday with favor. I bless my contact with this new human resource person or whoever talked to, whoever's going to do the interview. I put favor on that interview. And, Lord, I expect a favorable result. Now, sometimes you'll see that a person that really understands favor will go in there. They're less qualified. Maybe they're not as good looking, all of those things. But yet they get the job. Why do they get the job? Because God's favor on their life, and that favor is what shines through in the interview, and that person gets hired, or that person gets promoted, or that person is kept on when many of the other people are let go. Now, today, with corporations downsizing, you really need to walk in God's favor. I mean, you really do. You need to say, God, I put the favor on the work of my hands and on the words of my mouth and on my whole countenance. I just confess your favor. And, Lord, you say you will make your face shine on me and you'll be gracious. You'll give me favor and you'll lift up your countenance on me and you'll give me peace. Lord, I need that. I need that in my career. I need that in the workspace. Well, God can do that. He wants to do that. Now, my question is to you, how do you decorate your days? You say, oh, Darren, I didn't know I could do that. You know, my dad used to have a saying, I remember him saying this so well. In fact, he said it, as long as I was home, he would say this. He would say, well, we'll have to wait to see what the day brings. You know, that's all he knew. Theologically, that's all he knew. And he'd say, well, you know, we hope things will go well, but, you know, we have to be ready to deal with disappointment. We have to be ready to deal with a flat tire on the road, for example. And if we have a flat tire, we'll deal with it. You know, we'll get out and fix it. Well, that's a good attitude. But why expect the negative? See, why expect that? Why say, well, the Lord willing, and sometimes that became not a blessing but a cop-out, and actually we should always say, well, the Lord willing, you know, I'm going to prepare as best I can, but the Lord willing, and the Lord has the right to change my agenda on any given day. Now, I'll give that to you, and I'll give that to the Lord, but do we go along saying, well, you know, we just have to wait to see what the day brings. You know, we don't know if it'd be good or bad, but we'll hang in there because we're Christians. Well, I believe we can do more than that. I believe we can step up to another level of understanding, wisdom, and faith, and we can say, I want to put favor in every one of these days, the next 30 days. I want to put financial blessing there, and I will speak scriptures on favor. I will speak scriptures on financial blessing. I'll speak scriptures on protection. I'll speak scriptures on health. Like, I plan to be healthy every day for the next 30 days. Now, I don't plan to have a health break, you know, or a sickness break. I just don't do that. Even when I was in the school district, and I think when I resigned from the school district, I had like, I don't know, 90 or 100 days of sick leave. I didn't take those. I left them on the table. I don't want to think that way. Because I didn't think that way, I rarely, I can't even remember missing a day because of illness in the school district. I was there. I don't like to be sick. I said, wouldn't you like to spend a day in bed?